This is an MUT Radio podcast.
16 minutes after 11, and you are listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. This is the Campus Voice with, of course, Princess G, your favorite on-air bestie. I'm going to be keeping you company all the way until 1 p.m. We're going to be keeping each other company, hopefully. Dombazi isn't with us yet, namhlanje, but she does send her love. Usabanjwe isikolo nje kanzima kabi, so simxolele for not being able to be with us today. But I know there's someone else who's with us, I mean, for the very first time on Ihlanganani Midday Show. So I think she deserves a I'm just going to need to find it. Boo, 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 Mrs. Mieni.
Hello, hello. This is wonderful to meet at a different spot, different time slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great stuff. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. I guess you are that kind of friend who is willing anywhere to me. If I say we need to go somewhere, even if you don't know exactly where, but I need you to come with me to go somewhere.
Yeah, like my phone and your Uti girl. I'm like, okay, where? Do we need a shovel? Do we need a... whose car are we taking? You know, no questions asked.
Wow, that's great. So today I decided, Mrs. M, because I did mention it last week. You know, with most of the things I talk about, it's either self-motivated or someone shared something or I saw it online. This one wasn't really because of an incident, but however, when I was introspecting about my life, because I'm not someone who's naturally confrontational. Like, I will avoid conflict at all costs. I'm not confrontational. I don't like conflict. I don't like drama. So we're always happy all the time. So I learned over time that I figure you can't avoid conflict whether you would like to or not. You're going to experience it. And also, Futhi, it informs how people treat you. If you don't express and you're just going to be passive aggressive and not express, you know, verbally, Futhi, I'm not okay with you, Mrs. M, because you did 1, 2, and 3 instead of me just giving you silent treatment. So I just realized, Futhi, conflict is very hard to navigate in relationships, different kinds of relationships, not just romantic, but even family, in the workplace. I think it's probably worse in the workplace, but in every sphere of our lives. So I thought it would be great to speak about this.
I'm glad you got onto the realization that you cannot avoid conflict.
Yeah,
it is not one of those things that we've got a privilege to avoid. And it is one question that will come up on every interview that you will ever go to for a job.
Yeah.
On how do you navigate it and how do you ensure a livable environment even in the midst of conflict, or how do you work and resolve conflicts? That question is always there. And you even be required to show examples simply because it is known that not a single one of us has not found themselves at a point where they are experiencing conflict. True. Even a young child, in school, they will fight over something, a pen, a pencil, whatever.
Yeah.
There's always be a disagreement. This is how we were told to do it. No, this is not how we're told. This is how I feel. No, this is not how you should feel. This is what I said. No, this is not what I mean. You know what I mean? All of these things that are often in the midst of how we relationship with one another, and conflict is simply just a part of it. And it is better to learn to first accept that one first step, that conflict is a part of relationshiping. And then secondly, then you will not be somebody who resents or shies away or walks away when they are supposed to be standing up and be able to speak for themselves or for any other person for that matter. And the how we navigate it is a very tricky one.
True.
Because some relationships actually need conflict in order for truth to be told. Some religious people, they would sweep things under the carpet until a point of explosion, and that is what addressing things as they come allows you to not do, because then you might just cause detrimental damage to the relationship or to whatever reason why those people are together, whether it's a workplace or anything like that. So, one, it is important then when you are, when you are in a relationship, to know that you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Avoidance is not a solution. Avoidance is not a solution. Many people want to avoid it. They'll say, "I mean, I'd rather need to lay." Avoidance is not a solution. You will be left with other feelings that get born out of avoidance. Feelings of resentment, feelings of guilt, feelings of regret. All those feelings are actually even more powerful emotions than the emotion of actually going through and facing the conflict and then walking out of it with a solution. So avoidance is not a solution. If you are at a state of avoiding, you are actually suppressing yourself somehow. If in any relationship you have to avoid conflict, you are in an emotionally abusive relationship. That you should also know and consider, because avoidance is not a solution. And then second point, things like insults or what can I say, going below the belt, if I can call it that way, are not a solution either. You know, if you can't say you're going to solve a thing or solve a person or solve a relationship issue by causing it more harm. Either by words or by actions. You know, all those things that actually become more detrimental to the relationship, no matter which type of relationship it is. And that can cause the conflict to actually extend further to other parts of life other than just that relationship. I mean, just that part where it was only. Maybe let me make an example. Maybe it was a conflict about the fact that you, Afika, feel like now you are old enough at home that no one should ask you what time you are coming home. And now because somebody or mom then comes to you and say, "Listen, as long as you still live under my roof, you live by my rules." And then you decide that you're going to explode and you're going to start telling your mom things off from when you were 10. But you did this and you did that and you did that and you did that. And that is exploding, and that is actually feeding the animal, which is the conflict itself, other than you addressing exactly what it is that is happening now, which your mom has been factual enough to say, "This is my house." That's fact number one. Is that a fact you can change? No. Number two, if she puts the rules at her house, that is also something that you cannot change. So what is it that you can change? You know, you now feel like you're old enough. Good. Then go find your own house. You know what I mean? And that could be a more healthier solution than a solution of trying to fight somebody who's setting rules and boundaries in their own space, that they have rightfully so to do that. So
that's true.
We've got to be able to be people who are conscious when conflict is happening in our relationships. First of all, you must ask yourself, what is my role? I'm not saying that blame yourself. I'm saying be conscious enough to ask yourself about your role in whatever it is that is happening.
Yeah.
There is a difference. People who are self-blaming are people who will take any kind of abuse and say, it's my fault, I'm the one who did this, I'm the one to do that. But somebody who is self-aware is someone who's going to be able to say, what role did they play? And then they are able to then separate it from the outcome of what is it that happened.
Mm.
So you don't blame what you did to the outcome. You don't connect it to the outcome. You are able to say, I am the one who actually came home late, and this is why mom, and then mom is setting this rule as a result of me being, of me coming home late. You know, and then you are able to evaluate that she has always had this rule in her house. Why am I expecting it to change now? And then you then are starting to say, oh, my age is now saying I should be calling the shots on my whereabouts and my comings and my goings.
Mm.
And then the reality of the self-awareness then says, but I can't do that when I'm still in her home. But somebody who is not self-aware is going to be saying, she can't say that to me. I did not ask to be born. This is also my home. Where does she expect me to go? That person is not self-aware.
Yeah,
that
sure.
person is being aggressive. That person is perpetuating
sure.
a conflict without addressing the facts of the conflict.
Mm.
Facts of the conflict are always important. I find that that is one part that becomes the greatest intervention to solution. What are the facts of their conflict?
Never mind the emotions.
Are we able to say that, are you able to look at the fact, you know, like the example that I'm using,
yeah.
the fact is that I did come late. The fact is that it is her house. You know, can
yeah.
you look at those facts and be real with those facts? You know what I mean?
Yes.
In romantic relationships, somebody could say the fact is that I was caught cheating.
Mm.
And that is a fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That is not something that I should now be trying to deny or hide or fight now the other person to make it their fault or gaslight them, whatever you guys call it these days, and make it their fault to now this. But what is effect? Can you hold on to a fact when you are in conflict and be able to, no matter how bitter it is, but be able to address the fact that this is something that cannot be changed about this situation. How does this help you even in abusive relationships?
Mm.
It helps by you not deluding yourself about somebody's personality change in the future or they will change for whatever reason. But you are able to say, this person is this, and this is a fact about them.
They have
a loose hand by a shayana. And you hold on to that, you accept or you take it as true information that comes to you so that you can make better, clearer, and more solid decisions.
Mm.
Navigating conflict is not like a simple task. But it takes very honest people who are not just honest with other people, but honest with themselves as well, to say that I am not a, when you are not a victim, be able to see that, be able to say that you are not a victim and not make yourself a victim when you are not. Like the example that I'm using, if your mom is setting rules about you not coming home after maybe 7 p.m., if she puts any kind of punishment to you doing that, I mean, to you breaking that rule, you're not a victim.
Yeah.
Can you see that you're not a victim there of your mom, because she, there was a fact, there was a truth, there was a rule that was set already initially. So in whatever conflict that you go through, based on the time that you come back home, you are not a victim when you are now being punished for that, for that fact. And many of these things, I know I've spoken a lot of things in this regard, is because it's something that I also do go through with my 14-year-old at the moment, that we tend to conflict in things that I know the truth of them, and I also sit down with him and say, but you know this is the truth in this house. This remains the truth. Yes. Why? Then you acted against what is true. What is true? Yes. So the punishment then it stands. You are not a victim then in this case, because you were aware of the outcome of your actions, and things like that. Let me just give you a chance for any questions, because I can talk forever.
No, we appreciate it, Mrs. M. Yes, I do have questions, but I'm it's always a pleasure. Myself and the friends of the show love to hear from you. I mean, that's why we have you. And with the whole, I love that you're touching on, we're starting off with the parent and child one, because that's the most difficult one, to be honest, Mrs. M. Honestly speaking, that's where there is a lot of conflict, but it's such a difficult one to navigate, you know, because even as, like you're saying, as children, we can be very defensive and aggressive, even about things that you're saying, like you're saying, that we know very well, because your parents are going to be very direct about things that they don't want you to do. I know myself, most of the time when I do something that is wrong, my parents have been very direct about it, that you mustn't do 1, 2, and 3. That's why most of the time when people say, ingane, I'm off ramping a bit, but I have to say this. When most people say with ingane, may misbehave, and then they blame the parents, and those people say, ay, abazali balengane. I tend to always be on the fence with things like that, because I feel like I've made bad decisions and it was never my parents' fault, because my parents always said, I feel 1, 2 wrong because 1, 2, and 3. So we can choose as children to still make our own decisions when you get to an age where you're mature enough to do so. So it really isn't the parents' fault. So again, like you're saying, even with things like that, you know, it's a fact, if your parents say, you know, you have to wash the dishes. I'm just making an example. You have to wash the dishes, ngemanje, zawonke umuntu, because when ufiyengo sikazi. Yeah, but then you have to, yabo. So I want to ask this question. There's a few questions, but I want to ask this one because a friend of the show last week Tuesday actually sent us an asking for a friend question, right? I hope I still remember it, but I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember word for word. But it was regarding romantic relationship, because angitimanje we're in test season, exam season. So they were sharing, Uguti, they've been seeing this person for 6 months, right? So I'm assuming they're both students, because the person was asking for a friend and saying that their friend is complaining, Uguti, the guy, because like uyabhala, he's just very distant. You know, he's like completely distant now. And she is getting worried. Is it just because it's exams, or is it because perhaps maybe he's distant and go about unesizathu, so go about distant, yabo, that doesn't have anything to do with umsebenzi wesikolo. So you find in romantic relationships, some of the things that causes conflict sometimes is just misunderstanding each other's intentions. Because I feel like that's sort of like misunderstanding each other's intentions. If umuntu busy, you automatically assume uguti, it's because they don't want you anymore. I don't know if I'm making sense. I don't know how to put this in a question.
But I think I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it, because it does happen a lot. Where you find that people... I mean, which means you might not like to hear this, but this means that I've got a goal that at some point was set without you being there. Your existence then cannot affect this goal. your existence then cannot be part or a reason why I do not achieve this goal. Because now I've got you here, and now you've got insecurities, and I respect my exam time, and I know what needs to happen during my exam time, and it can come to a confrontation where I actually remind you that, hello, I came here for the degree, you know, and not you. And it will sound horrible.
It will sound horrible.
But I think it is so important for us as people to, before you bring your insecurities forward, look at the situation holistically.
Yeah.
If the person says, I'm busy with exam, respect that time, because that speaks to what they put first as their values.
Yeah.
And you might find yourself at a difficult point if you insist on coming against that which they believe.
True. That's very true.
For themselves.
Definitely.
And it's really important that when you are in a relationship, especially in that romantic relationship, and you are finding yourself at a conflict of thinking because of this and that and that, look at the, like I said, look at the truth of the situation. Before you bring fiction, look at the truth. What is happening? The fact is, can I remove exams from him or from her? No, I can't. Then is it forever? Are these exams now forever? No, they are not forever. So what then is a problem?
What then is
a problem? All that conversation needs to happen with yourself first before uzuyoyifaka komunye umuntu. And then kube a conflict. Zikwazukhuluma nawe.
Qala.
Yabona? Khuluma nawe qala. Yini le kwenza manje ube insecure just because a person, do you not think that maybe doing a study box, snack box, and dropping it off and saying, hey, I just came to see if you're good. I'm dropping off your study snack box for all kinds of junk. I'm just making an example.
Yeah.
And then walking away.
That's really sweet.
Do you not think that the person needs more of your support than of your nagging at that particular time?
Yeah. That's very true.
The frustrating now that he's saying, it doesn't love me. Now it means this person must worry about
you
if they are going to still find you standing in this relationship when they are done with their exams.
Something they shouldn't be thinking about.
Something they shouldn't be worried about.
That's very true, Mrs. M. That is very true. Yeah.
What is our sole purpose of us being at university since we are... You know, there's a reason why we are there, and that reason is what must not be lost in order for you to have a real man one day, in order for you to have a real woman one day. That main reason of why we are there must always remain true and also must not be lost.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I hope the friend of the show is listening.
It's so easy to get lost in selfish thought than to walk into a thought that says this person requires my support. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you become the supportive friend, the supportive partner at that instant of or instance of need. Because one day you will also be at a point where you need that just as much for any other reason. It might not be an exam. It might be a job that is very demanding and requires and has deadlines and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, right now I'm going through grams as well, and I have asked my family, I'm like, guys, for the month of November, please can you help me in any way that you can help me? If it's a making life easier, just come into it.
Yes.
At the moment, and just for this month of November, until I'm done. Imagine if my husband then could start saying, "Hey, but it means now you don't love me. You love your schoolwork more, and all of that stuff." Now I must worry about the fact that, oh my goodness, this person needs love. I do love you. At the moment, let us achieve this. And let us, you know, kind of negate it. With our achievement, isn't it exciting?
Yes.
Oh, this is a celebrator. Imagine that. Oh, that would be even better than for me pretending to be happy when I know what is. The 2 hours the same will kill na lomuntu. Oh, benje. Ngifunda. Then also you regret. Also you negi. Also into a mundangas, which was doing the Kuzan time, and then it was a total zibera again, or end up feel again. But in my Lana again, the Azucho.
Completely, yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, relationships are a lot, yo.
Yeah, if we're not going to support, if we're not going to be real about the things that we're going through, we will constantly be in conflict.
That's very true.
But the more real we are, the more we are able to say, where do you need me? And you fit right into that moment of where you are needed at that time. And it's kind of what enjoy our that means.
Definitely. I want to ask another question. This one, yeah, it's a personal one, but it's not about me directly. But it's just, yeah, it's not about me directly. So a cousin of mine was sharing, since we're speaking about conflict, and because she's a cousin of mine from my dad's side of the family, she also has her own family from her mom's side. So she was sharing, so she has a cousin who most of the time they're always at loggerheads, yabo. And in ngayalo kazi no moon is that, like, agagwazi admit I'm wrong. Most of the time, she always wants to play the victim. Yeah, bo.
Yeah.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi nje makune ingxabano yena nje, she's always the victim. Ngisho tshelwa. Because mina, I was telling my cousin, ukuthi, do you perhaps maybe try ukumtshela? Because some people, it's quite obvious you were wrong and fair too, but wrong. So you kind of have to tell them, you know, when you do one or two, that's not actually good, you know, that's but all the time in jailer, she's always going to gaslight me and she'll always act like a victim. So she had even concluded, it's best for her to, because I really don't like the whole cutting each other off in families. But then I understand sometimes it can be very bad, because she was like, no, I'm just going to, I'll distance myself from her or cut her off, because I honestly cannot take it anymore. So I wanted to ask, in situations like that, what do we do, Ngempela, when we feel like, no, and you're really pushing my hand, even though you're family and I love you, but if you're going to be that toxic, I just don't see the point of even us trying to resolve this conflict.
Yeah, but your first advice, your first, what you said to them, which is, chances are the cousin doesn't even know, and that's the truth. Possibly the cousin doesn't even know, and for a number of reasons. They could have grown up in an environment where they constantly needed to defend themselves and all of that stuff. And they, it become a natural thing that I can't be found wrong. You know what I mean? And then now they have grown that defense mechanism to be those type of people. They are people called different names, narcissists and all of that stuff. There's different conditions that exist. And most of the time you are not aware until somebody tells you that, hey, this is what you are doing and I do not like it. And I think that your cousin needs to be honest to the other cards to say, cousin, you are behaving in this manner and I do not like it. That part must not be left behind, the I do not like it part. And I do not like it. And I think that if this continues, it would lead to us not being able to have a relationship further. You don't just start by cutting, but you let the person know that I do not like you behaving in this particular manner. And if this continues, because I don't like it, if it continues, I may make a decision that says that I do not want us to relate in this particular manner. And they are aware then now. And you tell them examples and be truthful as well that, remember, cuz, at this time, you did this, and it was true that you did this. And but when we went into confrontation with it, you made it look like it is my fault. That was very painful for me to experience. And remember, cuz, when this happened, and then you then made me feel bad that that happened and made it as if I had anything to do with it. I do not like that. And it's how it makes me feel that I don't like. I love you, but I don't like how this makes me feel.
Yeah, no, I'm going to definitely have that conversation again with my cousin.
Remember, navigating conflict requires those tough, unnice, if there's a word like that, uncomfortable conversation.
They do. Yes, it does. It does. It honestly does. Yo, this conversation, it really does feel like a heart-to-heart, because I'm thinking of when we had conflict with my sister. Yo, we've had so much conflict. So much, my goodness. But obviously it's better now because she's a teenager and back then we used to fight a lot because we were both younger, but we still have faced even a lot of fights here that are more intense, man. But I think all in all, what I've learned from the conflicts that we've had is trying to sometimes, especially when you're older, because I'm being mean, but sometimes Amatu-K can just be too much. Like everything they do, whether it's exciting or whether it's so sometimes you know the person is blowing this way out of proportion. But you just but when you're older and you understand and you've also been there, you've also been at their age, you just kind of have to be the bigger person. So in some instances I've had to be the bigger person with my sister.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, but like, let me just, especially if you understand, I think, I don't know who once said this, Uguti, people have a certain, I don't know, fight language, even if they're not fighting per se. So I know how she gets when she's upset. And for umuntu njengayo, because we are new, you kind of have to be as anti-wena, because nothing is going to be resolved out of that. So most of the time I have to be the one also and just be like, no, I get what you're saying. Or no, I understand. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. However, this is what I was trying to say. So what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you have to just be the bigger person. And also, although a person may be behaving in a way that is slightly aggressive, try to see ukuthi sometimes it's not ukuthi uyalwa, but it's just the emotion behind that. It's just them being hurt. If they hurt about leyo nto leyo that they hurt about, it's them being upset. Because when you actually wehle wena and you speak softly and you say, no, I can see this upset you, but this is not what I meant.
That's true. That is very true. I've seen it as well. I think it's about how do you react, you know, to a person and your tone of voice, true, which is often as well a language.
Yeah.
And that becomes intimidating for the other person. And it looks like
yes, it happened.
So to your mannerism and is very critical in navigating issues of conflict. Mannerism is very important. I'm glad you brought it up because I think I had forgotten it. It's very important how you say the things that you want to say and how you express yourself in the things that you want to express. So I think that you can have very good intentions and want to say something or want to put your point across, but then your demeanor says you are rude, angry, you know, hurtful, and all of that stuff. So mannerism is also very, very important.
Most definitely. I think because of time, we're going to have to close it here. But one day, Mrs. M, like, I feel like there needs to be a part two of this conversation, because one day we need to speak about this thing of parents not wanting to take accountability when they're wrong. You'll never hear them say anything that acknowledges ukuthi barongi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we do need to speak. I think the parent to child navigating conflict is a whole conversation on its own.
It's a whole conversation on its own.
Yo.
And there's quite a lot of truth that exists there that needs to be accepted by both parties, the parent and the child. We could have the whole day on that one.
Yeah, literally. Thank you so much, Mrs. M. I don't know if there's any parting words that you'd like to share.
Oh, thank you so much for this conversation. And I think anyone who's going through either internal conflict or external conflict with other people, please do take a pen and paper and write down the truths of it. Accept what you need to accept. Apologize who you need to apologize to. Extend a hand who you need to extend a hand to. Protect yourself where you need to protect yourself. And don't allow yourself to be in a position where you are abused or where you are taken advantage of. And always remain true. And if there's one thing that I love, is that the truth will always set you free.
All the time. Thank you so much, Mrs. M. Do enjoy the rest of your day and all the best for your exams.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.